Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're getting in the mood here for the Field of Dreams game. Yes, when Dad played catch with Kevin Costner, I broke down. Who didn't? Let's go to Dyersville, Iowa right now. And from Fox Sports, it's former Detroit Tiger Ben Verlander, who you see on MLB, and he's with the Fox boys, and he's been investigating the area there. Hi, Ben. What are you seeing right now? And by the way, did it finally stop raining? I know it was pouring there yesterday.
First off, thank you for having me. And it appears it has stopped raining, but man, it downpoured yesterday. But what a cool day, and I have been seeing lots of corn. I can report that.
All right, we've got confirmation. There is corn out there. And are any of the players doing anything out there yet?
No. So nothing yet. I believe they got in late last night, so nothing there yet. But I assume over the next few hours, the players will start showing up. You know, I think they'll probably show up a little earlier than they would for a normal game, just because there's a lot going on, and this place is really, really cool. So I'm sure they'll be here fairly soon.
Ben, we all had images of what this was going to be like, I think, ever since the concept was first put out there. And I know I've seen some pictures of it, so I have an idea, but is it how you expected it to look? And have you had a chance to just kind of mosey around and check everything out?
Yeah, you know, I spent all day there yesterday, and I watched the movie, obviously, and I heard what you said, and I cried as well too. And the dad plays catch in the field, and that was one of the first things I did was I got there, and just walking in the place, it just felt special. Like I didn't know what I had in mind for it. I didn't know exactly what they'd do with it. I just know the second I walked on the property, it almost felt like I was taken like into a past dimension. They did an incredible job. The second I got on the field, I FaceTimed my dad and showed him, and he said he got the chills. And then I hung up and walked through the corn. And that's kind of how you get around, is to get from the movie site field to the game field. You have to walk through the corn out in center field and around this path. It's so, so cool.
Is there one thing, I mean, you might have just actually nailed it, but is there one feature of this facility that kind of struck you that really stands out? The dimensions of the ballpark or where the fans are going to be sitting?
Yeah, you know, the dimensions are fairly normal. I actually listened to the head groundskeeper yesterday talking about it, and he was like, I have no idea how this field is going to play, whether it plays like a small park or a big one. I really don't know, which was interesting. But yeah, my favorite feature, honestly, is just the old school, like the outfield wall is see-through. So they made it chain link on the bottom so you could see through and see out to the corn, which is really awesome. And you know, they had the old school scoreboard out there. I mean, they just did such an incredible job with this. And you know, the coolest thing for me is I didn't know how they would go about, like, I didn't even know the access you would have to the movie site field. But it's basically the way to get to the big league stadium is walking through that field and out through the corn and around the corner. And I really think that's probably my favorite part, is just how good of a job they did putting it all together and making you feel like, you know, for a few hours while you're there, you're almost in this magical location.
Ben Verlander writes on FoxSports.com occasionally, and I enjoyed your post headlined "The Not So Glamorous Life of the Minor League Baseball Player," and especially the part where you wrote about how you, in your first season as a pro baseball player, made $6,000. You played 142 games in 150 days. You were at the field from noon until midnight, and I'm wondering if. Are you thinking about those minor league fields you played in for many years as you walk around the cornfield today?
Absolutely. You know, I oftentimes sit back and think about, you know, just the fields I played in, and some of those places just were not very nice. And to be in a location like today, that means, you know, this field means more than just another baseball game. And, you know, I've obviously loved baseball my whole life and watched the movie, but I didn't know how I'd feel being here. And the second I got here, it just made me reminisce on everything that I've done in my baseball life. And it's special. And the second I walked out onto the field, I thought about my whole career and where it's led me to now and how excited I am for tonight.
Yeah, we're starting to tear up already. It's Ben Verlander, who is an MLB analyst with Fox Sports, also has the podcast Flippin' Bats. And how's your brother?
He's doing well. He's doing really well, and I'm very excited for that. You know, it's been a long time of not seeing my brother pitch, and his rehab is going well. It's going as well as it possibly could. And he's getting that itch back, which is good to see. So I'm super excited to see him back on a mound soon.
And, of course, we're talking about Justin. All right, Ben, we'll all have fun watching the game on Fox tonight at 6. Thanks for the time today. Have fun in the cornfield.
Of course. Thank you for having me.